listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 46, part one of a three-part episode here on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
46, part one, John.
And then...
And I got to tell you, John, our most controversial shows, I think, were episode 43 and episode 45.
Very controversial.
The forums heated up. After those shows.
Hot, baby.
A lot of activity.
Sorry, I was just taking a sip of my... I'm firing up two drinks here, buddy. I got the Appletini on the rocks. And I also got the wine. What kind of wine is that?
It's a Wyndham Estates Shiraz.
That's out of sight.
Or do you say Shiraz?
Shiraz?
I don't say Shiraz. I say Shiraz.
Nice. That's out of sight.
Totally out of sight. So, John, last episode 45.
Yeah.
We came down kind of hard on Punky, I guess.
Yeah.
I did feel kind of bad about that after I heard this clip from Punky's last episode.
Fucking Nancy boys.
But it's all right. My apologies to Total Talk Nonsense right at the top of the show if I did seem a bit out of order last week. But to be fair, I've had no comeback.
No, it's been...
But
yeah.
I think I know why.
Okay.
Because if you have a go at a pedo, they don't normally have a go back, do they? They go, actually, there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing.
And again, the hit right at the top of the show.
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean that, Scott. It's a fucking great show. We even got an email from Daisy. Saying, thank you very much for the comments. And it's fine, and it's all right, and then...
Yeah.
So, it's cool. So, we're all right with him.
So, John, I didn't understand what they said.
Me either. Was that pedo? What was he talking
about? Was it a torpedo? Like, once you fire the torpedo, it's not coming back?
I guess. It's like a torpedo.
Unless the other guy is Sean Connery, right? Because then he could maneuver his sub...
Right.
To point it right back at you. But
there are things in the submarine that don't react well to bullets, Mr. Ryan.
So what Pauly B was referring to is in his episode, who knows, they don't label their episodes. They actually do label their episodes with that fucked up calendar, that European crap, and you don't know how to
it's
read
backwards.
It. It's all backwards.
Yeah.
But anyway, in their show, Pauly B had a gripe against TTN. Number one gripe. Was we use Skype. Number two gripe is he didn't like us talking to Daisy.
I don't like it.
So we had some things to say about Punky last podcast.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's a timing issue, John. It's timing. So now what's going to happen is we are kind of pseudo-apologizing to Punky, right? But then they're going to release theirs.
They're going to fuck us really hard.
They're going to fuck us over. And then we're going to have to... retaliate.
Yeah.
So this could go on for quite a while.
Forever. Yeah.
And the one thing that I'm not going to do tonight, John, we did receive a call from Pauly B's balls, but I'm not going to play it.
Because of all the shit going on in the forum about the genitalia?
Right. The talking genitalia. And first of all, I don't think it's authentic. I don't think it was really Pauly B's balls calling in. But Pauly B's balls called in and said that it couldn't have been Pauly B, could not have been.
Why not?
Well, I don't want to get into it.
All right.
But
all
I'm
right.
Just saying that if Punky retaliates, which I'm sure they will, next episode we're going
to
hear from Pauly B's balls. Which I don't think is it's really Pauly B's balls. I think somebody is impersonating Pauly B's balls.
But we're journalists. We have to report this stuff when it happens.
But we should vet it first, John.
We have to vet it. You're correct. You have to vet the information.
Have to vet the stuff.
Have to. No doubt.
But, you know, hey, whatever. Pauly B, in my opinion, went off half cocked. in that episode. And so it's all in good fun, John.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Because I love Punky. I love that show, man.
Punky's the greatest show ever.
It's out of sight, man. I dig it.
Well, it used to be when it was 20 minutes. I don't know.
And now it's too long. It's too long for you.
No, I'm just kidding, of course.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
So, yeah, we love those boys.
Yeah, when are they going to
get
Skype?
We're going to see them soon.
I hope so.
Well, we're going to see Pauly B anyway.
Well, when Pauly B does come into town, I wanted to record Too Drunk to Fuck with Pauly B on vocals. You think he'd do that?
Yeah, he's already got it on the MySpace. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that one yet.
I'll
have to check that. I'm still having an internet connection issue. It's logistical. I have a connection, but it's 3 towns away, and I only get there once or twice a week. And when I do get there, I have to do actual work. I don't have time to putz around on the internets.
Internets.
Right.
Why don't you just do it at work?
I do a lot of stuff at work, but there's something, you know, because my work is watching what I do. You see, they're recording every keystroke. So I have to fake it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's difficult.
Right.
So what I do is when somebody goes to lunch, I use their PC.
Please sort out a photograph of me sucking a cock.
So anyway,
should we get to comments? Am I not on the mic here?
No. Well, yeah. Let's get to comments. Did we get any comments?
Yeah.
How many did we get?
I don't know where I got these comments from. I got them all over the place. MySpace.
Oh, they're a potpourri of potpourri. Comments.
Potpourri of comments, right.
Very good.
I got from Punky 314. When did we do our show?
I don't know.
Was it 313 or something?
I have no idea, John.
Having just listened to TTN this week, I feel honor-bound to have my wife show up in Chicago on July 13th wearing a schoolgirl outfit. And if you have anything to say about this, Skype me at You're a Wank Pot. Thanks for the free, the brilliant free advert and the affirmation that I am, in fact, great. Cheers, boys. Pauly BX. P.S. Sorry if this comment is a bit all over the place. I'll fix it in post. P.P.S. Looking forward to seeing Trump Towers for myself.
Right. And let's just reiterate that we do love the Pauly B and the Punky, and we're sorry that we got his panties in a bunch, John.
But that's what we do. That's what we do, you know?
It is what we do.
We do it to each other, too, don't we?
Of course we do.
We bunch each other's panties. Ooh.
That's when I'm wearing them.
Yeah. Well, I wish you would more. Less goat's ass. That'd be for sure.
Right.
Anyways, Air Out My Shorts said, hey, just started listening because I do everything Pauly and Tony tell me to. Really enjoy your show so far. Cheers, the word whore. Want to thank her for that. I checked out their show. I've listened to their show before. I thought it was kind of good.
Air Out Your Shorts, I haven't, see, I'm just so goddamn far behind.
It's a chick that does the back bend. She's doing the back bend way back.
Oh, right. I'm familiar with that image. Yes. Is that really her?
Yeah, I think so. She's doing the back bend. You know, the first time I listened to her show was months ago when I saw her on PCA's forums, and she was doing the back bend. Oh, that's interesting. Let's check it out. Is there sex in it? And yeah, there kind of is. It sounds almost like, and they're talking about, you know, they talk about drinking right away and stuff, and it's pretty good. Anyways, here's another one from Punky. Goopa Goopa, Punky's gonna get ya. When we finish watching the Commonwealth Games women's weightlifting, there's a Welsh bird in it.
Goopa Goopa.
I'm not saying it right, I'm sure.
Goopa Goopa.
They're gonna do it when they finished watching. I thought they were gonna say, like, when we finished with you, man, you're going to be pulling up your nuts from Fishtown. And I don't know what that means. Here's another one from, this one's from Freedom Haters. Hi, guys. Thanks for the ad. Just wanted to drop by and commiserate with you for not being as cool, sexy, and downright rockin' as Punky, or even as a bag of slightly damp jelly babies, to be fair. But you try, and we deeply love you for it.
Well, that's sweet. It's like a, it's kind of like a compliment, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah.
What are jelly babies?
I don't know.
Must be some sort of candy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe he's one of those septic wannabes. Then we have, I think these are from Podcast Alley. Bring Zach Back. Did I say this one already?
Is this from Shelly K? One?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah, because you told me that Deirdre got all bent out of shape about that one.
Yeah, but I didn't say it on the air, did I?
I think you did.
Zach was an outstanding addition to your stupid little show. I want Zach back.
That was episode 44. Check out Zach.
Yeah.
Who John used to play in a band with.
Right.
Called Catheter.
We miss you, Lori. Please come back. Submitted by Grievely. Just listen to 40 with Professor Tom. That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Keep drinking heavily, John. You rock, dude. By Didio Rocks.
Didio.
Yeah. You guys freaking rock by Matt Cleary 85. Here's another one. I still love you no matter what those soft southern Nancy boys say. And that's from Bob, I think, Way of the Bob. I love
soft
Way of the Bob.
Southern Nancy
boys.
Who's he referring to, Josh?
What
soft
do you think?
Southern Nancy boys. Let's see, Way of the Bob.
The boys he's from Sherwood Forest.
He's from Scotland? Ireland?
Yeah.
Where's Way of the Bob from?
Way of the Bob? He's from the UK.
He's from the UK?
Yeah.
He must be from the north part of UK. Right.
Yeah, I think.
Those soft southern Nancy boys.
Yeah. Mm. No Doubt was his subject.
No Doubt.
Yeah. TTN Rocks. I absolutely love this show. Makes me cry with laughter. Keeps me up to date on the latest, may it be celebrities, politics, or science. John and Scott are smart and yet hilarious. How about that? Nano.
Wait a minute. What? It's coming to a surprise to this person that we can be smart yet hilarious?
Yet hilarious.
The two never go together? It's like a surprise. It's like this person's in shock. Who's that from?
Nano.
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 Nano. Well, thank you, Nano.
And you know, I was telling you, the forums were heating up. And there was a diatribe written by Hangfire.
A diatribe by Hangfire.
I got a little bit of it here. It was called the Good, the Bad, and the Fugly. And did you read any of it?
I think I did. I think I read the initial post, and then Arrowwolf responded, and then I haven't read it since.
And I'm going to do it right here. And actually, Professor Tom, I said, you know, Professor Tom, what is it with... we seem to have a lot of listeners, but very few post on the forums. And he says, well, it's the 90-10 rule, or maybe the 80-20, the Pareto rule, which is, you know, I guess 20% of your fans post. I don't know what that means exactly. But 20% out of all your fans actually say anything.
Right.
Okay. I guess that would be like, you know, not every fan calls into a radio station.
Right, I've never,
air.
Well, I have called in, I take right. that back.
Oh.
But that's after 20 years of listening,
right.
I've called in twice.
So, anyways, this guy, Hangfire, the bad, I'm not even going to read the good. You could go to the forums, we have forums for anybody who's interested.
Do we really want to, I mean, this, to me, this happened when? It happened Monday, didn't it?
Yeah.
Tuesday?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean,
that.
It's old news already, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was sorted out in the forum.
Was it?
Yeah, but if you want to cover it, go ahead.
I didn't know if you read it or not. I thought maybe you wanted to.
Yeah, I read it. And here, can I just say, well, do you want to read it?
Yeah, but not every fan goes to the forum.
That is true. Not every fan goes to the forum.
But that's all right if you want to
go. No, go ahead. You got the Cliff Notes, right?
Yeah, he says the TTN, number one, the TTN and Friends show. The show seems to be getting a little diluted now. The content seems to be getting influenced more and more by the forum posts, the Skype callers, MySpace comments, the Podcast Alley comments, etc. I totally understand the desire to reward loyal fans, Skype friends, and whatnot. I mean, it was fun hearing a mention of me on the show, but what about everybody else? Is your total listening population in these forums on MySpace Skyping you? Of course not. Yet by focusing on those things so much lately, it's been feeling like more like the TTN's friends show than the TTN show.
All right. Well, that's fair, right?
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before. Bush has how many days in office?
I don't know.
Let's say 1,000.
Something like
that. So we have 1,000 days to figure out how we're going to replace all the time we spend on the W. So we're going to try new things.
Well, this is what Professor Tom says, and I agree with it. It's about honing a skill. It's about anything you do, Scott. Whether it's playing the bass, guitar, drums, or being a stand-up comedian, or doing a radio show.
You try different things.
Yeah, you got to hone the skill. So we're trying different things, whether they work or not. Maybe we don't do them exactly the right way each time. But we do appreciate the feedback from the fans, whether negative or positive. I don't care. But you know, it takes a while to really get it down.
One of the things that I remember from that post is, hey, I this is constructive criticism. And
are you hang fire?
I am not hang fire. But all criticism, you can give criticism, but you cannot define it because the person you're criticizing defines it. If it's constructive,
right,
or if they're going to ignore it. So, in my opinion, criticism is constructive.
Right.
But it's based on the person you're criticizing. What are they going to do with it?
Right.
What are they going to do with that information?
Right.
Are they going to use it to whatever?
For good or evil.
Or are they going to say, what a fucking idiot. Fuck that.
Anyways, number two, he says, death to Skype. A large part of the problem with Skype is tied in with the above novel, paragraph. The other part is being overdone, not just by TTN, but by everyone. The whole podcast scene has become so overrun with Skype and show Skyping each other. I often have to check my iPod just to figure out which show I'm listening to.
Well, and there's another criticism that is really about other shows. I would like to listen to more shows, but I have this iPod issue. I have an internet connectivity issue, logistical issue, and I'm falling behind, John.
Yeah.
But the other shows that I do listen to, they don't have Skype. So this is a criticism really for the other shows that I can't tell who the hell I'm listening to. I think it's pretty goddamn obvious that you're listening to TTN when you listen to us.
Yeah. Right.
But I may be wrong.
No, I think you're right, man.
All right.
Number three, enough with the Daisy. Okay, seriously, she's a kid. She's got no clue. Please stop treating her like a consenting adult. She isn't one. If anything, she might be considered a consenting child. And last I heard, this was the TTN show, not the Jackson Cast or the Confessions of a Catholic Priest podcast. And that shit shouldn't fly here. IMO. I don't know what IMO means.
IMO.
Maybe I'm old.
I am old. Well, the thing about Daisy is, she may or may not be a consenting adult, but if she was 18, would he have written that? Excuse me, I'm really having a hard time. Would he have written that bullet number three?
You wino.
Is it a legal thing or is it a maturity thing? I'm not sure. I don't know. But I've met 30-year-old people that haven't got a goddamn clue. And you could see him, Paris Hilton, Jessica Simpson. But they have some sort of a talent that's been, well, not in Paris Hilton's case, but Jessica Simpson. Some people believe to think that she can sing, right?
Yeah.
So she has a career based on this. And then her little sister has a career based on Jessica Simpson.
Right.
Which I'm still perplexed by. But Paris Hilton inherited all her money. But these people, maturity-wise, I think are less mature than Daisy is.
Yeah.
And they're in their 20s, right? So are we talking strictly about age, or are we talking about... I don't even know. Want to talk about it.
Yeah. She's 17. She's having a good time. She's going to movies with friends and whatever. She's listening to a podcast.
Right. And the more time she spends listening to podcasts, the less time she's going to be out doing whatever.
That's right.
She's doing. Outside of the house. Whatever that is.
So be a good girl. All right. So he says, he goes on, he, she, whoever it is. I think it's he. I wouldn't entirely blame you for censoring this, deleting it, whatever. Not exactly the vibe you probably want in your forums. But to be honest, this is all meant as constructive criticism. And what better place than a forum about the show? Everything stated here is just my opinions. I love the show. You guys rock. Even if nothing changes, I'll still listen to every episode. And then Paulie B right away says, fuck me, Rygod. We've opened up a can of worms here. Get out of this one, so-called John and Scott. Maybe you should read this because I do a bad limey accent.
Well, I think that...
Oh, wait, I'm not done.
All right.
Oh, and for the record, mystery guest type, I wasn't on the TTM forum, friends. I wasn't on the TTN and Friends. Let's all have a disco piss mop special. So leave me out of it. That was Busby Hearn. Nice to know I'm being agreed with perfectly. I'm now off to return to my ivory tower where I shall consider myself superior to all who surround me. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. Whatever. And again, the point about criticism, it's the person who's receiving it, whether they dismiss it or they use it constructively.
Right.
Hangfire, thank you for the effort. Just the time that it would take to write something like that is impressive to me.
And I would recommend anybody who listens to the show to log in, get a user ID. It's free.
You don't even have to. You can log in as a guest. You can post stuff as a guest.
Which everybody gets pissed off about. But, you know, hey, if you want to be anonymous, that's the way to do it.
Right.
And it's fun. But check it out. It's a good read. Bring it in the bathroom because it's long. If you're into that, taking a shit and then reading.
It is a long one, but Airwolf, I saw he stood up for us, and then I thought, okay, that's fine. That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Airwolf. Thank you, Hangfire, yeah, for bringing that to our attention.
No doubt.
We always love to hear the listeners' opinions. Don't we, John?
Yeah, fuck them. Anyway,
and,
so...
was there anything else I wanted to say about that? I don't think so, John.
Am I playing calls now?
Hold on. I need to collect my thoughts. You know that big glass of wine that you gave me? Yeah, I'm done with that.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he gave me like a 16-ouncer.
You're done, dude.
No, I'm not.
You got another bottle to go through.
All right. Before we get to Skype, let's talk about our weekends. Not really our weekends, but during the week. But, John, let me ask you, did you see any movies this weekend?
No, and I've been trying to watch a movie that I bought.
What's that?
History of Violence.
Oh, I've heard about that. That was something I would like to see as well.
Yeah, we could watch it together, maybe.
That would be hot. You know, my wife owes me a goddamn night out. So
oh.
Maybe we could do that Tuesday or something.
Yeah, come on over, buddy.
That'd be hot. Anything else of note? That you want to talk about weekend?
Well, of course, it was St. Paddy's Day on Friday.
Right, St. Paddy's Day.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to go and party it up, you know? So 1:30, we all went out and had a liquid lunch and came back. And I'm thinking, man, I'm raring to go. Came home. What did we do for dinner? Oh, I can't remember. We did something for dinner. And then the wife says, yeah, go out, do whatever you want to do. What do I do? Oh, no, I'm kind of tired. I come down here like
yeah,
a fucking loser.
And do what?
And I'm looking on the forums like, God, nobody's fucking posting. What the hell's going on? I'm clicking around. And I put out there, yeah, going to start at 1:30, going to go until the, you know, the next day comes.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I can't. I got to get up early because I got to take the fucking car in to get fixed and stuff. So I just hung out. Nothing's happening on the internet.
The internet. Because
everybody's out partying and my dumbass is at home.
Were you in your underwear?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's okay. So, you know, Monday or Sunday, Saturday, whatever. Saturday morning comes around. And I bought a new car. Did I tell you? I bought the, or you saw it, the Nissan
Murano. You gave me a ride.
I did.
Yeah.
That's right. It's brand new, right?
Right.
It needs some work done already, because I feel like the seat rocks a little bit, or maybe it's just really spongy or something. I don't know. But a piece of trim molding came off, and it needed to be buffed out, because the stickers that they put on it to keep it from the paint getting chipped and stuff leaves like a little film. And I'm supposed to take it in, so I walk outside. I got a flat tire.
A flat tire?
The fucking back tire's flat.
Already?
Yeah. So I'm out there. I got to figure out the new jack and everything. I jack the sucker up, pull it off. I look at it. There's a big, giant chunk of steel stuck in the tire. Now, it was fine when I brought it home, but the wife took it out on Friday night.
Oh,
yeah. And so we don't know what happened. So I bring it to the dealership, and the sales guy's like, "Oh yeah, we'll take care of you. The service department, no problem whatsoever." Bring it into the back, talk to the service person. The chick says, "Yeah, these salespeople are always putting us on the spot. You could see how busy it is in here. I got three techs. There's no way we're going to get to this today." I said, "What?" So I said, "Well, call the guy back up here, because I need a loaner then until through Monday." So she calls the guy up. He says, "Yeah, take care of him. Get a rental car or something." She goes, "I can give him a rental car for one day, and that's it. Not all the way through Monday." He goes, "Okay, bring it back Monday then." I said, "Listen, you told me you were going to take care of this crap today. All this other stuff. So I don't care if you do any of that stuff. Just get the tire fixed." I said, "And you promised me it would be done. No problem. I'm not going to come back again." Okay, sure. I'll give you my car." I go, "No, I'm going to a Bulls game in about 2 hours. I said, "All right, I'll tell you what. I'll call my wife. If she can pick me up on the way to the game, fine. And I'll just come back after the game, and it better be ready." "Oh, yeah, no problem. So I ended up sitting it out for an hour while the other salesmen are trying to sell me other fucking cars, while I'm hanging out for an hour for the wife to pick me up. And then we went to the Bulls game and watched those fuckers lose.
Who'd they play?
They played the Heat. The Shaq. The Heat.
You got to see Shaq.
Yeah.
And Dwayne Wade.
They lost 85-84.
Bummer.
They had the ball with the last 15 seconds, and they blew it. And so anyway, but it was nice. We were in the skybox. Had a nice suite.
That's hot.
You know, the drinking out of the little chocolate shot glasses and everything.
Right.
So came back, and the car was ready to go, but they couldn't do any of the other stuff because, you know, they were just too busy. I'm like, what the fuck? So I called the owner up and gave him a lot of shit, because I've bought four cars from there, and my wife has bought one, plus her company's bought like 10 from there. So we got some pull, you know. So he told me through the week, just bring it in. They threw in two oil changes and all that shit.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was it. Oh, and then we come home from that, and what the hell do we do? We were going to go out to eat at cheeseburger. You can hear that?
Yeah. Cheeseburger in paradise.
But that was like an hour wait. So we ended up going to
an hour?
Yeah.
So that dump?
Have you been there yet?
Yeah, I've been there twice.
You don't like it?
It's all right.
Oh. So we ended up going to Chili's.
Where, at Tui in Mannheim?
Yeah.
Hot.
So I drank two margaritas with like a Chambord sidecar, and I drank one. I pounded the second one, and we're driving home, and I'm like, "There's nothing in those, man." I get home, I'm spilling out of the car. What the fuck?
See, that's when you got to come downstairs and hit record and start talking about shit,
dude. I went to bed at 9:45. I was in bed before my kids.
Oh, I'm a wish loser. I could do that. That is not a loser. I need to do that. Please let me go to bed before 10.
That's it, man. And then all day I was working on stuff for the PCast and surfing the forums and everything. And trying to fix the MySpace page so we could play our shows on there and talking to Professor Tom, and then Spike called me and blah, 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 blah.
What was up with Spike?
Nothing. They're testing some out for an interview. They're doing their podcast, I think, tonight.
Oh, that reminds me. We finished the video cast. Okay, a couple of weeks ago, we recorded a practice of ours because we are a band, John.
That's right.
And I edited it, and before I leave, you got to burn me another CD with the soundtrack.
No
so
problem.
I'll put the soundtrack on, and I'll put it up on the internets so that you, Rick, and I can watch it and then see what we want to keep, what we don't want to keep. And do we want to get Spike and Rachel involved and have Rachel introduce each song?
Yeah.
Which I think would be totally hot.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. She could do this, too, that she does a lot.
Yeah.
That would be so
hot. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right.
Well, John, I don't want to tell you about my weekend because nothing happened over the weekend. I became more pessimistic as the weekend went on.
Oh, jeez.
But let me tell you about my doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a physical.
You did?
Yeah, the wife called me on Monday and said, hey, schedule this. It's for Thursday. Put this on your calendar. You have to be at the doctor at 10:30.
Did you get the finger in the ass?
Well, hold on.
So hold
I show
on.
Up, and I got this hot Indian doctor. What the hell's her name? Something Shaw. Hatel Shaw or something like that.
Patel?
Not Patel. Hatel? Hata?
Pop, top, ta?
And really attractive. Woman, doctor, right? Yeah. So I show up, and I think it's just a blood test and a urine sample, right? So I go in there, and they say, okay, strip, keep your unders and your socks, your undies? Your underwear and your socks on, and put this gown on the backside. Okay, so I do that. So then a nurse comes in, she takes my blood pressure and that crap, and then she leaves, and then I'm waiting for 20 minutes, I'm in there, and then Dr. Shaw comes in. So she says, hey, come and sit down by the computer, because we have a new system, and I have to enter all this information. Okay, great. So I give her all my information. And she says, now my wife, this is the interesting part, my wife had a appointment with her the day before for her physical.
Oh.
So, when Dr. Shaw is talking to me, she starts saying, your wife has told me that you seem tired all the time.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, I am tired all the time. Well, it wasn't just your wife. Other people have been saying it, too. And I'm like, who the hell else would talk to Dr. Shaw and tell him that I'm tired all the time? It's my wife. That's who it is. My wife is saying, yeah, I think my husband is tired all the time. And you know what? My mom and dad think he's tired all the time, too.
Right.
And my daughter thinks he's tired all the time. He's tired all the time. So she starts asking me all these questions about why I'm tired all the time. And I said, hey, you can stop with the third degree. All right? Here's why I'm tired all the time. I have two kids. I just moved in with my in-laws.
Right. And I have a hemoglobin disorder.
Yeah, and my wife doesn't let me take goddamn naps. That's why I'm tired all the time.
So write me a prescription for naps.
No prescription. Here's what she wants to do. Here's what I have to do, John. Here's what I have to fucking do. I have to go in for a sleep study.
Oh, no.
So they're going to hook electrodes up to my head.
I've had it.
You've had that?
Oh, yeah.
Why did you have
Twice.
That?
Twice.
Why?
You don't want to hear these stories, man. They're insane.
So wait a minute. Did you initiate it? Did you say, yeah, I'm having trouble sleeping. I got to go in for a sleep study.
Headaches.
Or was it
headaches.
Your wife? Oh, because of headaches.
Headaches.
So yeah. They want to, because of your headaches,
yeah.
They said, well, let us observe you sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they stick a bunch of things to your head, and then they have you drink this stuff that kind of knocks you out. And you fall asleep, and they come out, and they, okay, we're all done.
Well, my first thought was, here we go again with the passive-aggressive crap from the wife. But then I thought, you know what? Dr. Shaw, sign me up for goddamn 8 sessions.
Yeah, because I could sleep.
Right, because I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I'll be away from the kids. I'll be in some controlled environment.
Oh, you're doing a different one.
I'm doing a different
one? You're not doing an EEG.
I don't know what I'm doing. They gave me some paperwork. I have 8 pages of paperwork to fill out.
They're checking you for sleep apnea, too.
Right. And that's what she kept asking me about, sleep apnea. And this is where you stop breathing.
Right.
And then you wake up.
Yeah.
So you don't have a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
I don't think I have that. If before I had kids, I could sleep for 12 goddamn hours straight. I wouldn't move a muscle. I don't even move a muscle. After I have kids, the kids are up. I'm up. Because the wife's not going
to
get up.
Did you get the finger in the ass?
Hold on. I'll get to that. So she's setting me up with these appointments. Okay, fine. That's great. Now I got to go for this sleep. Send me up. Make it like 32 of them. I'll go to 32 goddamn appointments so I can get 32 good night's sleep.
But I have to, what a week.
But I have to fill out all this paperwork. For instance, when you're driving, do you feel sleepy? 1, never. 2, sometimes. 3, always. I got to fill that crap out. When you're rubbing one out, do you feel sleepy? 1, never. 2. So
when,
I got to.
When you're taking Ambien.
Right. Do you get in your car and drive away and piss your pants? 1, never. 2, sometimes. All right, so then that happened. So then the other thing is this jaundice. I always have jaundice, and that's because of my hemoglobin defect, right? And I have jaundice more if I start working out and I'm not hydrated. Yeah. And what jaundice is your liver can't keep up with your blood, and so it starts spitting out crap, and you get like a yellow look to you. You're yellow.
And that's your look.
Yellow.
That's your look.
That is my look, because I have this defect. So to... What happens is, and let me explain the defect. So 100% of my blood accepts oxygen, but only 50% of it releases it to the cells.
Yeah.
So how my body compensates for it is it makes an abundance of red blood cells. Way more, well, I can't say way more than it needs. It makes a lot. So there's a lot that it has to destroy. And when it destroys those blood cells, that's when you get the jaundice, when you get the yellow look. And I have that look. And it's because of this hemoglobin thing. But no, now I have to go to a sleep study and I have to go to a jaundice specialist to get that worked out. So what's that all about, John?
Well, you know, it sucks. Here I am, 150 pounds overweight, and the doctor takes my blood pressure and goes, "Oh, normal." And he's disappointed.
He's shocked. Oh, wow. I need to write about this in the Journal of American Medicine.
Hooks me up to an EKG. I lay there. He goes, "Oh, normal." Well, you know you're grossly obese, don't you? Yeah.
Grossly?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Can I get a second opinion? Hey, you don't dress very well.
They sent
either.
Me to a liver specialist, too. And the guy said, yeah, it's you know, you're just fat. That's the only problem with you. And, yeah, the doctor stuck the finger up the ass and everything. And, you know, everything's cool so far.
Which we heard about in podcast. Yeah. Damn it, I wish I knew which episode that was.
So carry on. I didn't mean to wreck your story.
Oh, no problem. So then, so we get this crap out of the way where I have to go see a jaundice specialist and I have to go to a sleep study. So then she says, okay, get up on the table. We're going to give you the exam, right? I'm like, all right, whatever. Okay, pull the gown up because I'm going to examine your abdomen. Hey, that sounds cool. So she's doing the abdomen, yeah. And you know what the first thought that occurred to me?
What?
You know, it's a PSA we've given out before. Is
right.
Always rub one out before you go to the doctor.
Oh, and you didn't do it.
So, and I didn't do it. I thought it was just going to be a blood test and some urine. I would have showered at least, right? It was like 3 days I hadn't bathed.
Oh, my God. That's just wrong, dude.
So she gives me the abdomen thing, and then she, okay, pull the gown down. And then she brings this, like, this other sheet over and puts it up over my genitals. And I'm like, what's going on? So then she gets the stethoscope and starts doing the...
Wait, did she put a stethoscope on your nuts?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Like on the chest, you know. Oh, breathe in, breathe heavy breaths. You know. Okay, everything sounds good. Okay. And then she goes over to the cabinet, John.
Oh, boy.
And she's talking to me the whole time. She says, okay, everything's great, you know, this and that and blah, blah, blah. And as I see out of my peripheral vision, I believe that's what they call that, she's like pulling the gloves on. Snap! And pull the other glove on. Snap! I'm thinking to myself, why is she putting gloves on? Do they take the urine sample? Does she hold the cup for me? What's happening? So then I see this huge tube. I've never seen a bigger tube of lube in my life. And I'm like, uh-oh. Okay, so now we're going to do the customary prostate exam. And I'm thinking to myself, what? I've never had one of these before. So I didn't know what she wanted me to do. I'm lying on my back on a table. So I said, do you want me to stand up? No. If you could just roll over on your right shoulder in the fetal position.
Oh,
that would be good.
It's better if you're standing.
So my first thought was, back to you, John, and your big 6'8" doctor with the big hands who could palm and four NBA basketball.
Right.
And I'm thinking, hey, it's Dr. Shaw. This woman has, I've looked at her hands. She has tiny hands.
Oh, that's worse.
How is she going to reach my prostate? I don't know.
She's going to fist you, man.
Well, so I get in the fetal position and she comes over and the whole time, what's great about it is the whole time they keep talking to you. So wham, it goes up there and they're talking and it's swirling around and then she like identifies it. Oh, here it is right here. Yes, very shaped very well. And she starts spitting out all these medical terms.
Oh my God, I didn't get that. I was like, whoop, whoop, and done.
Oh no, and then the... when it comes back out. And then she goes, okay, roll over back on your back and I'll give you the, you know, testicle exam.
Oh, all and right. After your ass is all slimy.
Right,
did she give
all
me a tissue?
Slimy. She did not give me a tissue.
Oh, that's rude.
The ass is all slimy. Goat's ass to the extreme. Roll over back on your back and I'm going to give you the testicle exam. Now, when I was there like 2 or 3 years ago, she had to do the testicle exam. Yeah. And she brought the Russian nurse in. It was a female Russian nurse. Yeah, I have to have a witness. Oh, okay. That must be some new doctor thing. They have to have a witness. But this time, no other nurse. No, you know, no witness. So I'm thinking, did the Russian, when I was there a couple of years ago, did the Russian say to her, yes, have me come in. I want to see when you fondle his balls. Make up something.
Sports.
Make up something like you need a witness or something like that. But this time, no witness. So then I'm back on my back, and then she tells me she's going to fondle my balls, but she's got to, you know, unsnap the gloves. Oh, and then she put them in the biohazard area. So that takes some time. So the whole time I'm thinking, oh my God, she's going to, another woman other than my wife is going to fondle my balls. And that's kind of hot, John. That's kind of erotic. So I didn't get the full staff, you know,
no,
the full
no.
hard on.
Oh, you got one though?
It was kind of semi.
Oh, dude.
No, but it wasn't, you know, it was still down by my thighs.
Was it like bobbing up and down?
No,
like
no.
Like it was pumping full
no.
of blood? Boy, boy.
None of that. It just got a little swollen. Like somebody, you know, had, whatever.
Fluffed
like I got
it
stung
up.
By a bee, but it wasn't. It wasn't shooting up at my chin, you know? So that was good. So she comes over and she, oh, and I had to tell her I had the VAS.
Oh.
So I had the VAS. So she's,
Oh, she's got to test for the tubes.
She's got to test the tubes.
Oh,
and then she's
squeezing them.
And can you cough for me? And I cough, yeah. And then she does the left one, coughs again. And then she,
did
oh,
she play
you know
any
what?
Music?
Let me go back to the right and have you cough again. Okay. How about stop in the middle and rub up and down? Would that help? Do doctors offer happy endings? That's what I want to know, John. Will my HMO cover a happy ending? So that's what I had. I had my first
that's out of sight.
Prostate. Oh, and then the goat's ass. Yeah, I'm completely goat's ass out.
She didn't give you a tissue?
No tissue, nothing.
But that's just
I had to
right.
give a urine sample, so I got to go to the bathroom. The first thing
in
I took
mouth?
Care of was the goat's ass. And then I peed in a cup, and then they don't even want to touch it. They say, just put it in this, we have a little bin above the toilet, just put it there. So I did that.
It's out of sight,
man. And then I got out of there.
Oh, man.
But now I have to go for a sleep study.
What day was that?
I think that was Tuesday.
Wow.
Maybe it was Thursday.
No wonder you're so crabby on Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was Thursday. Sucked.
Well, I hate to tell you, man, we got to kick out on that one.
Oh, we're out of time.
We're out of time.
All right, so we're going to come back in part two with Skype.
Yeah.
We got some Skype messages. And when are we going to mention Skank?
We'll do that in the heavy metal episode.
That'll be episode Skank. Part number three of the heavy metal episode.
Local band.
Skank.
So stay tuned. We got two more parts to go with episode 46. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.